Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect strong wind, winds and rain, highs of 16, lows of 8. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 12, lows of 4. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 11, lows of 3. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 11, lows of 6. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 12, lows of 8. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, a Sandown man who struck a police officer trying to restrain him was warned by an Isle of Wight Crown Court judge he may go behind bars. Marcus John Prime admitted assaulting an emergency worker, namely PC John Packham, by beating on April 29th. Prime, 31, was being restrained when he recklessly struck the officer with a flailing arm. This week, recorder Simon Levine ordered a report on Prime to consider all sentencing options before bailing Prime to reappear for sentencing at the same venue on December the 2nd. The judge warned, "Everything is up for grabs, including imprisonment. This was a serious offence." Meanwhile, homeowners on the island could receive up to £10,000 towards the cost of making their homes warmer and more energy efficient. The Isle of Wight will be one of the first places in the country to benefit from a new allocation of government money, thanks to a successful bid by the Isle of Wight Council. The council has teamed up with a local Footprint Trust charity to deliver the project and help people through the process of applying for this local grant. They are looking for owner-occupiers and landlords who would like to save money on their energy bills and give their homes a green makeover. The total grant available is up to £10,000 per household for owner-occupiers, with landlords eligible for up to £5,000 per property. Under the scheme, low-income households will be able to apply for grant funding to cover the cost of hiring tradespeople to upgrade the energy performance of their home. This could fund insulation, a green heating system such as a heat pump, draught proofing, double glazing, solar panels and other energy efficient measures. Further details can be obtained by contacting the Footprint Trust at info@footprint-trust.co.uk or at 01983 822 82 or go to www.footprint-trust.co.uk. And finally, a Ryde woman is to host mental health swims on the Isle of Wight to offer support and encourage people to get involved in their local community. These meetups are for having fun, getting the mental health benefits of cold water and spending time outdoors, meeting new people. All levels of experience are welcomed. However, everybody is to be responsible for their own safety and to make sure they don't do more than they are capable of. Mental health swim host Lottie said, "I feel these monthly swims are important because it's an amazing opportunity to not only try something new, but also meet new people and get outdoors in fresh sea air." The first swim will be held Saturday, 7th of November at Freshwater Bay at 12 o'clock. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Thank you.
I'm Ophelia, and here are some celebrity birthdays. John Keats, who's a romantic poet. John Candy, who is a actor and comedian. Vanilla Ice, who's an American rapper. Fun fact, he did the song Ice Ice Baby. Rick Kenton, who was a bassist for Roxy Music. Derek Bell, who was a British racing driver. And finally, Tom O'Connor, who is a comedian. I'll tell you their ages of birth in a little while. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio. Instead of doing my usual piece, which is me detailing events that have happened on the past week in history, I'm going to do a brief history of Halloween. Halloween is a celebration that happens on the 31st of October. Today, when people think of Halloween, they think of children dressing up in costumes and going trick-or-treating, which is going from door to door and collecting sweets. However, Halloween has not always been a holiday of sweets and dressing up. The origin of Halloween can be traced back to an ancient Celtic celebration called Samhain, which marked the end of summer. During Samhain, people would dress up in costumes and make noise in the streets to scare away evil spirits. When the Catholic Church came into Celtic lands, they brought their existing celebration of All Saints' Day, which was also known as All Hallows' Day. All Saints' Day took place on the 1st of November, with the day before being known as All Hallows' Eve, which was eventually shortened to Halloween. Gradually, All Saints' Day took a lesser position to Halloween, and new traditions such as trick-or-treating or carving pumpkins emerged. Two of Halloween's biggest traditions are trick-or-treating and jack-o'-lanterns. They have been around for a long time, but many people probably don't know the origin of these customs. The custom of jack-o'-lanterns is thought to be inspired by an old Irish folktale about a man's spirit that wanders the earth with a burning coal in a carved-out turnip. Jack-o'-lanterns were originally made out of turnips and beetroots, but people emigrating to America found that pumpkins were perfect for jack-o'-lanterns. Meanwhile, trick-or-treating originates from a Middle Age tradition where people would ask for food in exchange for prayers. This has evolved into children receiving sweets from houses with a call of trick-or-treat, which is a suggestion that the child will play a trick on the owner of the house if they do not receive sweets. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is gentian. G-E-N-T-I-A-N. It is a noun meaning a plant found in mountainous areas, which typically has violet trumpet-shaped flowers. It originated from late Middle English from the Latin word gentiana, named after the Illyrian king Gentius. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now.
I'm Ophelia, and remember I told you all about these people who are having their birthdays? Well, now I'm going to tell you their year of birth and their ages. John Keats, who was born in 1795, but he died in 1845. John Candy, who was born in 1950, but sadly, he died at the age of 43 in 1994 of a heart attack. Vanilla Ice, who was born in 1967 and is age 53. Rick Kenton, who was born in 1945. Then Derek Benton, who was born in 1941. And finally, Tom O'Connor, who was born in 1939. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll give you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Aspire Ride is offering free hot meals to local children for the rest of half term, it has been announced. The Dover Street based charity will be feeding the children of the Isle of Wight this week in response to a lack of government action. If your child is off school and you want to give them a hot meal, then pop along to Aspire on Dover Street between midday and 1:30. The arrangement is in place for the rest of half term and is free of charge. Meanwhile, COVID restrictions means a homeless shelter at Barton is unable to open this winter. Instead, those without a bed to sleep in have been placed into a variety of venues across the island, including local hotels. All accommodation must be COVID safe, which means a traditional shelter with several beds to a room is not deemed safe. An Isle of Wight Council spokesperson explained, homelessness continues to be a priority for the council, especially going into winter. As part of our responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, we have created capacity to support homeless people and families through a variety of venues across the island. We are not able to reopen the shelter at Barton at this time, as all accommodation provision must be COVID safe. This means the current communal sleeping configuration at the shelter would not be acceptable due to the risks that could be posed to people's health. And finally, estate agent Trigg & Co has been rated in the top 5% in the country. It was given exceptional status in the Best Agent Guide 2021. Property Academy, supported by Rightmove, conduct an annual assessment of the performance of more than 25,000 estate agencies to aid their findings. Keith Trigg, Managing Director of Trigg & Co, said, "Winning this prestigious award was recognition of the great work done every single day by the whole of the Trigg & Co team." That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.